The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray for the Fox World Travel Show. How are you, Rose?
Well, the drive was good. Thank you to the road crews for keeping me safe on my journey from the north. And we should tell everybody, Dayton, that this isn't a new experience for the two of us.
No.
We've known each other for a pretty long time.
Yes, I've done trips with you guys in the past, and it's been a great partnership. I've been looking forward to this for like a month and a half. We've been talking about it, and the day has finally arrived.
The day has arrived. So we want to remind everybody that we have open lines, and we have them at the beginning of the show, and that's the time to call in, because at the end of the show, we typically get kind of stacked up. And I certainly will try to take your calls off the air if that happens. But why not let the listening audience hear your question and the answer? So
the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. You can call or text in questions for Rose about anything travel, because you've been doing this a long time and know all about it, right?
Well, I think so. And actually, travel expertise was shaken to the core a bit again this week. But, you know, I was talking to some of the younger, I shouldn't say younger, the travel advisors that are a little less veteran than I. And they said, you know, Rose, you're always so calm. And I said, well, why wouldn't I be calm? Fox World Travel's got our back, right?
Yes.
And so we only partner with people, preferred vendors, suppliers that are going to have our backs as well. So when something like what happened Tuesday night happens, we'll get to that in a minute, I don't get shaken to the core anymore. I might take a pause and a shot of Jack Daniels and start back up again, right? So what happened Tuesday night, you might ask? So that little old CDC waits till the end of the business day to let the world know that effective January 26th, people flying back into the United States, and when I say people, I mean all people, have to have a negative COVID test that's not more than 72 hours old.
Okay.
Now, this was news to us, and bad news first, because we have just been booking trips to the Caribbean and Mexico like there's no tomorrow. I want to let all the listeners know we are so grateful for your patience, because we have been working on rotational shifts throughout all of this.
Right.
We've had some people home and not working, and everybody is coming back Monday. So I want everybody to know that your vacation advisors will have a full complement on Monday morning when we get back into this.
Sounds like you're going to need it.
Well, we are. And what happened was, of course, just like with anything, we're all reading as many articles as we can get. But as I said, the CDC dropped this on us quite late Tuesday night. And some of us said, well, that can't mean U.S. citizens. We're special. We shouldn't have to have a test. But sadly, it is true. So what's going on is this. The new requirement says that everybody who is coming back into the United States, whether that is from far, far away or something as close as Mexico and the Caribbean, will need a negative COVID antigen test that is not more than 72 hours old. So what does this mean? Well, our very, very good partners, the likes of which are Charisma Resorts and AM Resorts and Playa Resorts and Riu Resorts and our good friends like ALG, Apple Leisure Group, came out with information for us in record time, absolute record time. And they didn't have all the information, but once we saw that first communication come at 11:30 Tuesday night, I was still monitoring things that late. I was like, whew, they've got our back. If they've got our back, we've got our customers back. And this is what we're going to do. So right now, stay tuned for an email from your travel advisor or from Fox saying, We're working in date order. If you're not traveling until March, we'll get to you. But we've got people who are traveling at the end of January. This effect goes into effect January 26th, and we've got to get to them first. So we're going to do everything in our power to make you understand what the requirements are and work with you to come to your own comfort level. What many of the resorts are offering are an in-resort test at no charge.
Wow, that's nice.
At no charge. And so if you're not at one of those resorts, perhaps we could look at changing you to one of those resorts. And so we want to do what's best for you. I have to tell you a little story, and if we have to go to break, I'll tell you on the other side.
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
Yes, we are going to take a break. It's the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. My name is Dayton Kane. FoxWorldTravel.com is where you can find all things, but we would love to hear from you with your questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. That is 855-616-1620. We'll be right back. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is here as usual. Thank goodness. I am Dayton Kane, new to the show, and I thank you for welcoming me, Rose, and having me be part of it. This is exciting times. A lot going on.
It'll be fun.
A lot going on in the travel industry.
So this is why I love my peeps, right? So I've got people out there listening to me, not only from Fox World Travel, but I gave a big shout out to ALG, Apple Leisure Group, as well. Two texts came in while we were on break. It's the antigen test or a PCR test. So
either
I want to clarify that.
Don't
thank
need both.
You. Thank
either
you.
Or.
Yes.
Okay.
So last week, Saturday, when I came in, I let everybody know I'm really excited because I'm booking a trip to Cabo San Lucas with a couple of my friends, and we're going to go golfing, and I'm so excited. And Tuesday night, the CDC comes out with this. And so I reach out to my Fox World travel advisor that night and the next day and say, what should we do? And they, you know, we all said, let's just sit tight and see what everybody's doing. Well, it didn't take me long to make a decision on behalf of my group of travelers. AM Resorts is offering testing at no cost on site. You make the appointment when you arrive for 3 days before you're going to leave, and you go in and you have the test right there. So we moved resorts, and that's what I anticipate some people will be doing. We'll be giving you options as travel advisors. Your resort is offering, let's say you test positive. What's going to happen then? AM Resorts is letting you stay 14 days free. Now, what is AM Resorts? Dreams, Secrets, Sunscapes, Breathless. Those are the kinds of resorts that that are in that family of brands. We also talk a lot about Reuse. We also talk a lot about Playa Resorts. Each one has something in place. Some are a little different than others, but we know what's going on at Fox. And so if you've got something happening between now and the end of March, and things could change between now and the end of March, right. We realize that. We want to help you work through the process. What's going to make me feel comfortable? So that's where we are with that right now. So
you roll into your resort, you book your dinners, you book your tea times, you book your excursions, you book your tests.
You book your tests.
It's just exactly. One more thing you're booking right away when you move in. It's all good.
Exactly. So again, to some people that just might be out of their comfort zone, we get that. We'll talk about it. What I love is we ran some queries all day Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Almost everybody that has made bookings, and we're seeing bookings close in. You know, people used to plan their spring break trip, 9 months, 11
right,
months
right.
in advance. We're having people that are traveling in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks. But 99% of our people who are making reservations with Fox are now taking the insurance.
Right.
And
I can't imagine you wouldn't.
Right. And so we've got options. We've got options, and we want to go through those options with you. Before we get too far into this, because there's no callers, and I'm reminding you, if you've got questions about this new CDC requirement, now's the time to give a call. But I do want to let the listeners know that we do have an event coming up this Tuesday. I will be a part of it, as will a number of other Fox representatives and our good friend Dan from Insight Vacations. It's the Platinum Partner Series. It's the 19th of January with our good friends at Insight Vacations. We're going to be talking about all things Insight Vacations and what you can expect for the remainder of 2021 and certainly looking down the road to 22.
You can find that information on the resources tab at foxworldtravel.com. We are going to take a break, but we do want your calls and texts. We know you've got questions about travel. Now's the time. Don't wait until just before 10 o'clock. Get them in now on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. That is 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. I am Dayton Kane, and this is WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I am Dayton Kane. Siding Unlimited WTMJ news time is 9:24. Thank you for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning, already in the 30s as we were driving in this morning at 5 a.m., at least for me. So good news, Rose. People are calling in, want to know. We've got Karen from Germantown on the line. Let's see if we can get Karen up here. Hey, Karen, how's it going this morning?
Hi there.
Hi, Karen.
It's going great. I'd like to learn a little bit more about the requirements if you've previously had COVID and recovered from it. My fear is you can still test positive, and I know there are some criteria around that.
Yep, so good question. What you do is you bring your positive test result and a letter from your healthcare provider, or you can also use a public health official if you want, that says you've been cleared for travel. Because if you've recovered from COVID or you've had a positive test, that's all it takes. So you don't...
Is there a time restriction on that at all?
Right now, it looks to me like it's 90 days.
Okay.
Does that help, Karen?
Okay, perfect. Yep, thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you for your call.
Question.
Thanks for listening this morning. Let's go right over to Jeff. Vancouver things to do. That's an interesting. Let's see what Jeff has there. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Doing great, thank you, and thanks for taking my call.
So what do you need to know?
We have a cruise booked in October with my brother and his wife, and we're flying into Vancouver. We want to go a couple days early. For Vancouver, and what's going on there, what kind of things we can expect.
Okay, Vancouver is fantastic. It is one of my absolute favorite cities in Canada, and it's not just because my sister happens to live in British Columbia either. In fact, she doesn't even live in Vancouver. But Vancouver at that time of the year is going to be stunning, absolutely beautiful. So, of course, I'm sure people have maybe suggested to you already Stanley Park. It is a scenic, wonderful, beautiful park with a seawall. There is also a very, very well-respected educational aquarium in Vancouver that you could probably go and visit. Canada Place is where your ship is going to sail from, and that's a big terminal area, that kind of thing. A number of different parks. Then the other thing you may want to do is take an island trip while you're there. That's a one-day, probably all-day type thing. There's a Gastown area in Vancouver. There's a downtown area. There's a Chinatown in Vancouver, all of which are great places to hang out. So you will, if you're there for 2 to 3 days, you will not be lacking for things to do.
Wow, that is great to know. We knew there were some things in the downtown area, but I didn't know there was so much going on.
Right,
so,
and you may also want to consider doing hop on, hop off. They, like so many cities, do have that as an option, and it gives you a sense of the city by giving you this open-ended opportunity on a bus, a city bus. So make sure that you check hop on, hop off, and maybe do that day one.
We're both nodding our heads, yes. So that sounds wonderful.
Awesome.
We're going to go all the way down to the west coast, all the way down to Escanaba, and then back up again. So we're so excited, and we're overdue.
Very good.
Thank
well, everybody's
so
looking for travel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We have a lot of phone call or texts coming in. From the 414, we're going to answer this quickly before we get to the news. Do you still need to have a negative test if you are traveling in the U.S. territory, such as San Juan or St. Thomas?
You do not. That's an excellent question as well. at this point. I always tell everybody there's an asterisk behind everything I say because that could change. Now, right now, to get into Puerto Rico or St. Thomas, you have to present a negative COVID test prior to arrival. But currently, because those are U.S. territories, you do not need one to return from those two particular destinations.
That was a good question.
It was.
Wow, very perceptive.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is blowing up here, 855-616-1620. We're going to head right over to Bob in Kenosha and see what he's got. Bob, how are you this morning?
Yes, I'm inquiring about, I'm scheduled to go to Israel in October, and Israel has been closed down, and they're not going to reopen, but the travel agency keeps pushing for a full payment and then just buy the insurance. Well, you've ever tried to collect the insurance, this is all new territory. It's going to be hard to collect. Second question is, if you leave the country right now, like if I want to book to go to Mexico, I got a friend that just left today to go to Jamaica, told me that once you get to your destination and say you do catch it, you are tested before you get on the airplane to come home. What is the situation? Do you got to, once you get home, get quarantined, or you have to stay an additional 14 days to quarantine, and then is that at your expense to find a hotel to get well at?
Yep, let's answer that one first. So right now, if you test positive before you leave your foreign country, in this case Jamaica, you will be quarantined. They're not going to put you on a plane. Now, you can pay for a private plane if you'd like to do that, but they're not going to put you on a commercial airline. That's not going to happen. So if you do that, it is at your expense. But as I was saying at the beginning of the show, there are lots and lots of resorts throughout the Caribbean, including Jamaica, where if you book there and stay there a minimum of 3 nights, and that's how you're getting this free test, a number of the resorts are offering guests free stays or reduced rate stays up to 14 days if they test positive at the resort. So those are the resorts I'd be looking at right now if I was going to be traveling, rather than find some random resort that is not going to offer that. Now, with regard to the Israel question, this would be a tricky question. Do you make that final payment and hope that that insurance covers you? What is really critical right now is that you take a look at the policy that you've purchased and look to see, is COVID covered? A lot of these policies do not cover a COVID as a covered reason. Do you have the kind of insurance that allows you to cancel for any reason? Those are typically more expensive policies, but they're more comprehensive policies. So it's very critical that you look at that insurance policy. But I completely understand your misgivings about putting down that payment and then having that cancel. Now, keep in mind, we also learned during the pandemic that if the tour operator cancels, are the policies different than if you as the customer cancels? Check that out with that travel agent as well.
Right. Now, the motels that you're talking about, where would I go look online to find them?
I'm not really sure if there's an actual central place right now. What I might suggest that you do is give Fox a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO. We're open from 11 to 4 today. We do have a chat feature on our website that you might want to check. That's really easy to use. As well as, if you don't want to wait around today, drop us a note by going to foxworldtravel.com. Go to the Contact Us page, and then we'll be randomly, you know, throughout the day on Monday, sorting through those and getting those answered as well. So that would probably be the way that they could do it, that you're counseling with a travel advisor that can talk to you a little bit about what it is you're looking for, et cetera. Does that help you?
Okay. Yeah, because I got me and a friend of mine are supposed to go to Israel, but we also want to do Mexico. We want to go scuba diving and stuff. So.
Sure.
You know, those are one of the big questions that we were having, is that, you know, if we were to book stuff, what kind of obstacles they're going to run into, because I'm also seeing that Biden, our president-elect, is going to shut our country down for 6 months.
That's
so
why
that's
we
also.
Yeah, that's why we're going to look at that insurance for sure, for sure.
All right, thank you, Bob, for the call. We got others we're going to get to here. Let's head over to Racine and Bill. Bill, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
What's your question, Bill?
Thanks for. Okay, I wanted to ask Rose. We were going to Asia last April, and obviously that got canceled. So we're going to try to go this April. There's a festival in Bangkok called Songkran, and we wanted to get to that festival. So my question is, if Rose knows anything about the status in Thailand, and if we go, do we have to be quarantined when we get there?
Yeah, currently you need to show a negative COVID test that's not older than 72 hours. And right now they are requiring a 14-day quarantine upon arrival.
What if we have the vaccine before we go?
That I don't have an answer for, because there is no information about that. That very likely could change. And again, you want to keep on watching that. But as it stands right now, 14-day quarantine. There are some pretty good resorts that are allowing you to quarantine in their resorts. But yeah, you cannot go running around. You'll be staying at the resort for 14 days.
Does that help, Bill?
Yeah, that's not.
That's not what you wanted to hear,
okay.
Right?
No. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, Bill. So that's a good point. Where do we keep up with all this stuff as it's happening?
Well, there's first of all, our website has got a COVID page that is outstanding. We've got all kinds of helpful information there. But this is such, I'm so tired of saying this. I'm going to come up with a new way of saying this. Unprecedented situation, yes, and volatile times. We don't know. Everything's changing really, really quickly. So the best advice I can give you truly is to contact one of our travel advisors who can walk through your situation and figure it out with you. And again, as I said, our complement of full-time agents back again Monday morning is going to be super helpful. When you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and you go to the vacation tab, there's an opportunity there for you to do a chat. And that chat line, now let me just make sure I've got my data up to speed here. The chat line is going to be open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. So okay, that's very helpful. And the chat line will be open 10 to 4 on Saturdays. And right now our phones are open 10 to 4 on Saturdays. So I just feel like everybody's got a little different scenario and everybody's got some nuances that you want to talk through with the advisor. What is it you're looking for? Let us help you work through the situation.
The Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. My name is Dayton Kane, and the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is full. We got lots of people. In fact, we'll try to get to Howard in Eagle and Richard in Janesville right after the break on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane, new to the studio this week, and I thought we'd have time to catch up and get to know each other again. We hit the ground running today. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620, and we are going to go over to Eagle and talk to Howard. Howard, how are you today?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call, Rose. I've got a couple of questions about cruising, and I told you in the past, I have my suitcase packed. All I have to do is close the zipper. But what's the prognosis for this cruising business? I want to do my booking through you people, obviously, because of the safety of all of the paraphernalia. It's got to be connected and closed up before one can even board the ship. But I'm like Bob. I'm a little bit worried about, you know, 90 days before and pay all this money, and then the cruise line is closed down again and they're not sailing, and, you know, you got the same old rigmarole.
Right.
What about my money and et cetera?
So right now, many of the major cruise lines, Royal Caribbean, NCL, Holland America, Princess, Celebrity, those big ones, they have suspended sailing, some through April 1, many through May 1, because I will tell you, the CDC handed down a really big list of things they have to do to become compliant. And so the cruise lines decided, rather than rush to get these things done, they're just going to go ahead, suspend sailings, and work through these issues. Now, you may have recalled a couple of months ago, we were talking on air about Royal Caribbean and NCL and even Holland America having test runs. And they had thousands of people who signed up to do this. That's still got to happen. We still have to have some test runs. And they have to talk about how they're going to be testing their crew, their staff, and their passengers. And we might expect to see that even though you're coming to a U.S. port, let's say you fly out of Fort Lauderdale, you'd say, hey, I don't need to take one of those tests, right? Because I'm coming back to the U.S. I'm guessing the CDC in the next several weeks may be addressing that as well. So we have to take a little bit of a wait-and-see attitude, which is getting pretty annoying, I understand. But I would say we're going to see sailing probably sometime after May 1. And so it's a long time to wait, but the cruise lines just want to get it done.
Yeah, I got a call this week from NCL just out of the blue. I don't know the lady from Adam, and she was telling me April 1, then I was going to start calling your people, and then I thought, well, I'll wait till Saturday and see what Rose has to say. And if April isn't the number, then I might as well wait till fall.
That's what I probably would
suggest. I want to go to Hawaii because I want to do Hawaii again. And so that's where I stand.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks,
and I appreciate it.
We're going to jump right over to Janesville. Richard, how are you doing today?
So far, so good. Rose, my question is this. It's very comforting to know that some of the properties in Jamaica and the Caribbean would be offering extended free stay or reduced stay if one tested positive. But my question is this. What happens with regard to return airfare, which has already been scheduled and would have to be canceled and rebooked?
Sure. So most of the major carriers, that being American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta, which would be the main carriers that would be flying into Mexico and the Caribbean, along with maybe JetBlue and Spirit, are having right now no change fees whatsoever. So the airlines have done away with change fees, and that's been in place for a pretty long time. So you would have the wherewithal to make that change. And we did check with a couple of our resort partners who said the concierge at their facilities would be more than happy to work with you to make those airline changes. Now, if you're on a charter flight, those are the vacation flights that go out of Milwaukee and go out of Chicago to places like Cabo San Lucas, et cetera, et cetera. Those would be changed through your tour operator. So my good buddies at ALG, Apple Leisure Group, would work with you at the resort to make the changes to your airline tickets as well. So a little bit different scenario for what we call vacation charter flights to scheduled flights. But for the most part, if there's a seat on a plane right now, they're saying they're not going to charge you additional for that.
Very good. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Richard. Have a great day. All right, we're going to take a break. We're running out of time already, Rose. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, I'm Dayton Kane. We have about 6 minutes left on the Fox World Travel Show. Our business relationship director, who knows all or can find out somewhere, somehow, Rose Gray with us, of course. And the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is still busy, 855-616-1620. Somebody wanted to know about some adult-only resorts. How do those work, and where can we find a good one?
Yeah, so they had asked about the Riviera Maya, and for those of you who have been longtime listeners of the show, you know I'm going to always give a big shout-out to my pals at El Dorado Royale in the Riviera Maya. It is a gourmet-inclusive resort, so that means top shelf when it comes to food, wine, service. And right now, the Charisma are among those properties that are offering the free COVID test. So I big shout out to my pals at El Dorado Royale and all the Charisma resorts.
Okay. Another one here from the text line. Trying to pick a warm spring break location without too many COVID closings. Originally planned to go to Tucson or Palm Springs, but those two states seem like their numbers are up. Any thoughts? What about Maui?
Yeah. The situation with Hawaii right now is, again, kind of moving target. surrogate. You have to have COVID negative tests to go from island to island, which is presenting a little bit of a challenge. You will not require a test to come back from Hawaii. That's a good plus. But right now, there are some requirements. If you could find a help, we would be more than happy to work with you and let's say, let's just find a condo on Maui,
right,
and make that work. But if you're looking to do some serious island hopping and some real exploring of the islands, that's going to present a little bit of a challenge right now because you're going to have to produce a negative test for every island you move to because they're all different counties and they all have different rules.
This is an interesting question from the 414. What happens if passengers have a fever on the plane?
Well, if you are, you get your temperature checked before you get on the plane. So if you have a temperature, they're not even going to let you board.
Okay.
So then you get off the plane at your given destination. And for my, from my experience with the Dominican Republic and with Cancun, they're taking temperatures at the airport as well. Now, sometimes temperatures are not a very good indicator of what's going on. We had a situation with one of our wedding groups where they said, just sit down, take a drink of water. I think you're a little overheated right now. And that's actually what happened. The body temperature went down a little bit. So, but if you are, in fact, you know, you're going to be sent to your resort to quarantine if that is the case. And if you are presenting with a temperature prior to a departure from either Milwaukee, Chicago, or wherever your departure city might be, you're not going to board the aircraft.
Okay. Running out of time here, just a couple minutes left. If you go to foxworldtravel.com under the resources page, you guys have an event coming up this Tuesday.
Right. So it's Insight Vacations. It's one of our platinum preferred partners. And I cannot stress enough how critical it is to work with an agency like Fox World Travel, where we've chosen partners like Insight Vacations for a reason, because they handle these sorts of things that have come up expertly and with us in mind and our travelers in mind. And so if you want to learn more about what's going on at Insight Vacations, the art of traveling in style, we will be having a webinar this week, Tuesday at 6 p.m. You can register online. And for those of you who are thinking, you know, Alaska's off the off my radar for 2021, but might still be there for 2022, we're doing a virtual onstage Alaska show February 3rd. So two events that you can sign up for online. Don't forget, full complement of our agents back on duty on Monday morning. And I want to remind everybody that to contact us using that chat feature is probably a good option as well.
Perfect. Anything else we need to hit? We've got about a minute left.
I just want to let everybody know that we understand that this new CDC restriction is rattling you to the core. But take a deep breath. Fox has got your back. Let us help you work through the options for you. And again, I say it and have been saying it for the 10 years I've been on WTMJ. Your comfort level as a traveler is our primary responsibility, of utmost importance to us. Please let us get to your comfort level with you.
That's perfect. Thanks. Thank you, Rose. Before we go, the important question, Packers, Rams, who
I'm
are you picking?
Packers in a squeaker. I'm afraid that their defense is going to be a little bit tough for us, but it's Lambeau. We've got some fans in the stand. Go Pack, go.
Oh, go Pack, go. Can't wait to watch that game this afternoon. Coverage for that starts at noon today here on WTMJ. And everybody, one question that came through the text line is, what happened to Danny Clayton? Danny Clayton is not on this show.
He's retired.
For, what, a month and a half? He retired a month and a half ago. But he is still here on WTMJ. In fact, at 10 o'clock, Money Talk with him and his crew comes on. So stick around for that. We'll get with Rusty Melberg next in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. I am Dayton Kane. It's been a wonderful morning, Rose. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.